The Navi begins this chapter with rebuking the wealthy that live in the capitals of the two kingdoms, the kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Yehuda. Tzion is the capital, the Bira, the capital of the kingdom of Yehuda. And Har Shomron, Mount Shomron, is the capital of the kingdom of Israel. He rebukes these people for thinking that they are secure and they are not feeling the pain of those that have already been exiled. Hoy, oh, Hasha'ananim, the relaxing, the rested. B'tzion, in Tzion. V'abotechim b'har Shomron, and those that feel secure in the mountain of Shomron. Nikuve reshit hagoyim. They are called the greatest, meaning the cities are the greatest, the first among the nations. Uvau lahem Beit Yisrael. It came to them, Beit Yisrael, meaning they didn't fight for these cities. God just gave it to them. It fell to them. Irvru chalneh. Cross over into Chalneh, which is a great city in Babylon. Uru and see. Ulchu misham hamat rabah. And go from there to the great Hama. Urdu and go from there. Go down. Not from there. Go down. Gat Pelishtim. The city of Gat among the Pelishtim. Hatovin mi mamlachot ha'ele. Are they greater than your kingdoms? Imrav gevulam migvulechem. Is there their borders? Is it great? Is it more than yours? Are they greater kingdoms than yours? God's given you more than them. The nations around, he hasn't given them more than giving you. Why have you rebelled against God? Hamenadim liyom ra'. They make far, they make distant the bad day, saying it'll come in a long time. But tagishun, and they make close, shevet Hamas, resting on of injustice. Hashochvim amitot shen, they rest on beds of ivory. Usruhim al arsotam, and they are stretched out on their beds. Veochlim, and they eat karim mitzon, the fattened of sheep. Va'agalim, and calves mitoch marbek, from the marbek. Marbek was some sort of area where they were used to fatten calves. Haporetim al pi hanavel, they play music on a harp. Haporet means individualized, each one according to its scale. Ke David hashevu lahem keleshir, they consider themselves like David HaMelech with their musical instruments. Hashotim, they b'mizrekei yain, they drink wine from bowls. Bereshit shemanim imshachu, and with the best of oils they anoint themselves. Ve'lo nehlu, they did not become sickened, they did not pain themselves, they did not get sick. Al shevet Yosef, on the destruction of Yosef. Lachen, therefore, ata yiglu b'rosh golim, those among Yisrael in those city Har Shomron, they will be exiled at the front of those who are being exiled, which means Yehuda. Visar mirzah seruhim, and the mourning will come close. Mirzah is a lashon of mourning, seruhim, for those who are stretched out. In the next few psukim, God specifies the punishment that is to come. Nishba Adonai Elohim b'nafsho. God swears by himself. Ne'um Adonai Elohe Tzevaot is the pronouncement of God. Meta'ev Anochi, I loathe, I despise. Et Geon Yaakov. Geon Yaakov means the Bet HaMikdash here. Ve'armenotav Saneti, and its palaces I hated. Ve'sgarti Ir Umlo'ah, and I will deliver the city and its contents to the enemy. And it will be if 10 people are left over, meaning that even if 10 people or a group of people manage to escape from the enemies, they will still die. Unsa'o dodo, and his uncle will carry him. Umsarfo, and he will burn him, meaning family members will burn. What will they burn? Lo'otzi atzamim min habayit, to remove the bones from the house. Ve'amar, and he will say, La'asheh b'yarkete ha'bayit, to the one that is at the end of the house, Ha'od imach, are there more with you? Ve'amar afes, and he will respond, none. Ve'amar, and he will say, has, quiet, ki lo le'azkir b'shem Adonai, because for we have not called out to God, we called out to all types of avodah zarah, we've not called out to God. Now, the word umsarfo, I translated as burning, that's one of the pirushim of the Radak, and the samach is in the place of the scene, but some Rishonim understand it to mean embalming, that they will embalm the bones. Next pasuk, ki hine Adonai mitzaveh. Behold, God commands. Vihika habayit hagadol resisim. And he hits the great house, the larger house, meaning the Malchut Yisrael, the kingdom of Yisrael, resisim, to shreds. Vahabayit hakaton, and the small house, bekirim, to wood chips. In the next pasuk, God tells Yisrael that it's not possible to change the nature of the world and everything will continue. Hayrutzun basela susim, can horses run on a rock mountain? Im yaharosh babekarim, can you plow and harvest out of a rock? Ki hafachtem lerosh mishpat, you have flipped over on its head justice. Ufrit tzedaka, and the fruit of righteousness, lela'ana, to gall. Meaning, it can't continue if justice is not going to be done in its proper way and it's totally corrupt, then it's against nature. And hasemehim lelo davar, they're happy for nothing. Ha'omerim, they say, have we not taken karnaim is horns, meaning power. We've taken it with our strength. We've taken these victories. Says God, mekim alechem bet Yisrael, I am placing on you. Bet Yisrael, ne'um Adonai Elohe Tzevaot, is the statement of God. Goy, a nation. Ve'lachatzu etchem milevo hamat, and they will pressure you from Levo Hamat. Levo Hamat is the northwestern part of Eretz Yisrael. Ad Nahal Ha'arava, till Nahal Ha'arava, which is by Egypt. It's at the southern western part of Eretz Yisrael.